The In Thief Show is for people under the age of 18.
Under.
Is it under or over? Over the age of 18.
So if you're not of the age of 18, you'll get in trouble.
Oh, wait. We're not. We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky. From now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Thank you for riding along with us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for being here with us. Just by the fact that I just said us, that means I don't do this show alone. Got my crew with me. I got the Doc.
What's up, y'all? Let's rock, let's rock.
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to please stand to their feet, remove the hat, put your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing.
All right. Does that sound loud to you guys?
Mm-mm. You Does or it just sound, us?
Hmm? Everything sounds okay? Mm-hmm. Things sound loud to me. That's why I'm like lunching over here.
Maybe it's the AM thing we doing, the 10 in the morning shit. Your ears haven't adjusted to volumes and shit or something. I don't know.
Could be that.
Maybe I got my first night of sleep in 3 weeks.
Ah, that will do it. That will do it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, there you are. Okay, baby. You're dying. You're dying.
It's not like I'm... All right, but well, we're going to move on. How was... how's everyone's week?
Well, you know, motherfuckers trying to kill me on the job as usual. You know, other than that, you know, just hanging in there, doing my thing, you know. Glad to be here with my fam on an early Saturday morning, doing the full cup down. I kind of like this though, y'all. No?
No.
Oh, okay. You rather the evening, Monday evening joint? See, that probably worked for y'all, man, but y'all just didn't know, man. I be in here on fumes and tired shit, man. What the hell? I'm sorry. It's a 10 a.m. thing.
It's not the morning thing. It's just the...
You have shit to do.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, if it works, you know, for the crew, it works for the crew. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Sorry to inconvenience you guys. I just feel fresh doing it this time of morning. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, you know, slaving and shit all day and then a couple of this motherfucker, like I say, on fumes and shit, trying to pump myself up and shit. But you know what, though, is the thing about it is, okay, I don't want to talk too long, but like when I get here and we start the show, I be like, yeah, you know, and I try to pump myself. But once we get into it, it's like I get a second win and I get to go on. But I enjoy just being with you monkeys.
Damn. Hmm.
That's love, though, babe.
You could have just left it at. I enjoy being with you.
Left the monkeys out, huh?
Could have left it out.
It's monkey love, though.
Is it?
You know, I ain't not like monkey love.
Oh.
Yeah, shit. Hey, we're the monkeys.
You know, nobody knows that song but you.
I went back, huh?
Right.
I went too far.
Remember that song?
Chaz knows it.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, remember that conversation we were having before?
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, okay. Delete that part. Edit that part, Brian.
Sir.
Okay, carry on.
Sir. Okay. Yeah.
You know I'm always extra.
I know. It's fine. It has nothing to do with what's in your left hand.
No, it does.
It's cool.
Maybe a little bit.
Un poco.
Piquito.
Anyway.
You know I speak several languages.
Yeah, especially when it has to do with the thing in your left
right,
hand.
Right, right. Bilingual.
Right. I wish you could remember that, because you should write that down. Okay. You are a bilingualist.
Right, right. That's good, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's fine.
Wrote that.
Yeah.
I'll be writing it.
You won't remember. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
It's fine.
Carry on.
Anyway, so I don't have a problem with Saturday. If it, you know, works out, if I can. I mean, I'm missing something now, but if it works out, it's cool. I mean, if we can all be together and still keep this thing going, yeah, then, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
I mean, I will have to put it in my leave slip shortly, but, you know, right, whatever.
Right. I'm sorry you had to miss your class. What kind of class was it, though? Or whatever it was.
It's a, nah,
if you don't mind.
I'll talk about it later. But, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. But you, I've already talked to you about it.
Okay.
I told you last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What you say? I'll be coming right up to the line.
I'm like, get right. I'm like, get the boop, pop, pop. Yeah, but I talked to you about it last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's coming. You know how I am.
I know. It's fine.
You know.
It's cool. You gonna have to put in a leave slip soon too?
Absolutely, it's in the contract.
Okay, so I mean, I got a couple of leave slips to turn in soon.
But hopefully, with Doc's blessings coming in his way, you know, we'll have a lot of leeway.
Oh yeah. Y'all want me to talk about it now?
Nah.
Oh, wait till it happens.
Yeah, wait.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, now that I think of it.
Matter of fact, do y'all want to tell the Deepers anything today? Should we just end the show and we ain't going to tell them shit?
Right.
Oh, and then my big nuke. Well, I'll wait. I'll tell y'all. All
right.
Right.
If God woke you up this morning.
And the rest of the bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.
Did I woke you up this morning? You wasn't meant to know nothing.
Okay. All right. There you go.
There you go. Soda's written, soda said.
Man, as you get closer to the bottom of the, it does taste like a coffee. It gets sweeter.
It's, yeah.
And sweeter.
Spin that joint around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
That's 12 ounces of unsweetened coffee added to this. And you see how sweet it still is.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sort of tapped out around her.
Yeah. Anyway, so my week went okay. It went a little slow. But other than that, it was all right. Can't complain.
All right.
There you go. I had a pretty decent week. It was busy as hell. Yeah, that was it. Busy as hell.
Busy as hell.
Happy belated Memorial Day to everybody.
What?
It seems like everybody, I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's like smells like everybody's grilling already. I think people are making up for last week, this weekend.
Because it's sunny. Right. Now you can give two fingers to the weather.
Because I haven't done it in a while?
It's actually sunny outside.
Good weather.
Okay.
And it's not like 10,000 degrees.
Yeah.
It's not pouring down rain.
Right. Okay.
You know.
Okay, I'll save it.
Okay.
But you know, at the end of the show, I'm forget that shit. I'm be like, oh.
Two fingers to my shoestrings.
Yeah, right.
Two fingers to the new Ben's Chili Bowl mural.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They got a new one up. Guess who's missing from
save it?
Oh, okay. Save it for what?
For the diagnosis.
Oh, okay. It's in there?
Yeah, that's good. Because I didn't know that. Brian, that's something else we'll delete. So. But I didn't know that. Right?
You know he ain't edited out shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, somebody should call a
doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I got some stuff to tell y'all, like I usually do.
Jim Crack on, and I don't care.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Kanye West. Okay, now we know Kanye is always in the news, him and his family, I guess call it in-laws or whatever. They're always doing something. But anyway, my man Kanye is trying to get into the designer uniforms for Calabasas High School.
Okay, now we already know he got his Yeezys out and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, Calabasas is probably one of those, well, I'm not going to say probably, but, you know, it's one of those places, is a part of Hollywood where mm-hmm. most of the celebrity, a lot of the celebrities and stuff live. So I'm pretty sure this high school has a lot of, you know, celebrity kids and stuff going there. As a matter of fact, you know, in the last year, you know, they've been, you know, been profiled as having a lot of, like I said, like a lot of the actors and actresses, and kids and shit go there. But anyway, Kanye, man, he want to come in, step in that joint, and start designing the uniforms for the school, for like the football teams and the basketball teams and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, the school is they're already using Adidas wear, you know, for the football teams and soccer teams and whatever they got there. Now, his Yeezys are under contract too. Well, Adidas actually owns the Yeezy brand and all that kind of stuff like that. So Yeezy not only wants to get into the uniform thing, he wants to change the name of the school's what is it? The
mascot?
Not the mascot. The name of the team, from the Coyotes to the Wolves. Oh. Okay, so Kanye's people is going to meet the Calabasas High School people. What?
No, I'm just saying, like, how are you going to just walk up in a school that's probably been there since whatever year?
Let me finish, though.
Okay.
Let me finish, though.
Okay.
All right. So, you're there. He wants to get into, you know, changing the uniforms and all that stuff and changing the name of the teams and all that kind of stuff. Not only that, like I said, Adidas is already doing the uniforms for Calabasas High. And Adidas also owns the right to the Yeezy shoes and all that kind of stuff like that. So Kanye, you know, trying to get up in there, which is I guess is a pretty good business move, especially since all the little actors and actresses, kids and stuff go to this school. And Kanye is also, he's you know, if this goes through, he's going to make a big donation to the school for the gym mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, that's kind of smart if you ask me. So, you know, we'll see. What y'all think about that?
I'm just like, if you can make it happen, not do it. But how are you just going to walk up and, like, your kids don't go there. You're just going to walk up in a school and be like, hey, change the name from this to this.
I think.
So you got to change all, which you would have to, change all your uniforms, everything in the school.
But I'm thinking if you make a big enough donation, they're going right. to be like, nigga.
The gym is going to now be
what
the Kanye
West. What do you want to call, nigga?
Wing.
We'll change.
Right.
You know, just like right. colleges.
True.
You know, but maybe a high school like that probably doesn't really need the money. I'm pretty sure if they, you know, a lot of the famous
that was
kids.
That was my whole point. I mean.
Why would you not want money?
Kanye, isn't there a bunch of high schools in Chicago that could really use that help and donations and shit like that?
You talk to Chance the Rapper.
Ooh, good point. You made a good mm-hmm. point there, big
Rich
dude.
Get richer. Bro, don't give a motherfucking thing.
Damn, go on there, boy. That was good. That was good. I don't know what that came. You Jackson? All right. Hey, y'all know this broad, Kathy Griffin, the comedian. All right. She held up the head, looked like a chopped off Donald Trump head, which probably, you know, that it was. It was all bloody and shit. And did y'all hear that his little son, what's his name? Baron. Yeah, Lord Baron really thought this is what they saying. I don't know. They saying Lord Baron really thought that was his father's head that she was holding up. You know, I know it's some bullshit. But and she was on tour. So it was like her last 7 venues. They didn't count. They said, nah, you done fucked up. What was she thinking when she did that shit? Especially if you are in the middle of a tour too, why'd you wait till you? Where do you finish getting the money? Then again, you know.
I think she was thinking that there are so many people that are against him that they would have been okay and they would have found it, you know, not humorous because it's not funny, but they would have been on her side, and I think that's what she was thinking. And she knew definitely it was going to be controversial because I saw the video of her talking. She was like, ooh, after we do this, we're going to have to move to Mexico. So she knew it was going to be an issue. Now, she didn't know it was going to be that much of an issue,
okay.
Which is really ridiculous. I'm like, how did you not know I mean, you losing, like you said, venues are canceling.
Right, right.
You've lost your New Year's Eve job. Like, how did you not know?
Right.
Some sponsors have kicked her to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
How did you not know that wasn't, you know? And the bad thing about it, the photographer, yeah, no backlash for him. All on her.
Right.
Well, like, nobody even knows who the hell he is. You mm-hmm. know, still don't care who he is. Right. She's the one who was out front doing it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bad career move.
Yeah. They made her do a press conference, too. She already put out an apology video.
Yeah.
Which was really sad because she had no makeup on. Her hair wasn't done. I was like, right. God damn.
Oh, yeah. Woo. But you know what? You'd be surprised. A lot of them actors and actresses, but they don't even say actresses anymore. They just say actors. Yeah. But to see them without makeup, good God.
No, I've already seen her without makeup numerous times. But it was just the video of her with no makeup on.
Yeah.
Was just kind of like, oh, they made you like...
Look like a crackhead.
Yeah, they was like, get it. Nope, just go. Go right. down there, get on video, say you sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully she's made enough money.
Sorry, go ahead.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Oh, okay.
Man, the coffee, man.
Oh, now I know.
So, but anyway.
You go over there, though.
No, just kidding.
That shit bouncing off the wall.
So dumb. But anyway,
I'll pray for you.
Thank you, because I'm about to black out.
I'll pick it up.
The good thing about America is we have sorry, I'm getting teary.
It'll do that. It's my ticket.
The good thing about America is that we have freedom of speech.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it also it comes with consequences.
Right, how about that?
You know, so.
And you know, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and we were talking about like way back in the days when the comedians used to say stuff, you know, like back in the Richard Pryor days and all that shit. They could say anything about any race or any shit, you know, any gender or whatever, and it was cool. It was all comedy. Nowadays, you got to be a comedian, you got to kind of censor your shit. I mean, you don't have to.
Well, I think comedians still can get to that line, but they can't cross it, or they shouldn't cross it. Like, her doing that crossed the line for a lot of people.
No shit.
And I think, sorry, I'm losing my breath. I think
it does that to you.
I think a lot of people, you know.
One of the side effects.
Right. Eyes get
nausea.
Right.
Diarrhea.
Can't breathe.
Right.
I mean, but anyway, so sorry. I think just a lot of people, you know, they skirt that line.
Mm-hmm.
And think about Michael Richards, Kramer.
Okay. Right.
He never really bounced back from that. Mm-hmm. Now, Paula Deen, she got, you know, she got raked over the coals, but I mean, she's come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But this is not the same thing.
Right. Well, you know, it kind of sort of is.
Not really.
You don't think so? But because it was the president?
Yeah. Well, one, because it was the president. And then, you know, there's a lot of people, like, got the whole ISIS thing. They're doing beheadings. You know, and it's just, like, that kind of, I'll say, violence is kind of, it's just, right. I don't know. But it just really crossed the line.
And, you know, then again, I think it depends on, like, you know, how strong of a woman she is. Because she might ball up in a little knot and just say, fuck it. Or, you know, she might already have enough money. Or then she might be one of them strong women to just come back out.
I think she's going to bounce back.
Yeah.
If she's good. Eventually she will. And the great thing about America, something else is going to pop up. We're going to forget all about this shit.
Oh, you going to make America great too? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, something. Something's just going to happen.
Fuck you up.
And then next thing you know, we're gonna forget about her.
Right.
And then we'll start talking about something else.
Right.
And she gonna fade to black.
Somebody's gonna hire her to do like a good roast. And then from that, I think she'll bounce back. But they'd be like, yeah, she's still funny.
She was.
I mean, dollars make sense. And that's all to it. You know?
Sense make dollars.
She'll be hosting the Academy Awards.
You see how I said sense
in a couple years.
She's not hitting me. No, that's not going to happen.
Something.
That's not going to happen.
Golden
okay.
Globes.
In a similar story, my last story, let me go ahead and get this out of the way. Bill Maurer. What y'all think of? I think he is a funny dude.
Bill who?
Okay. I said his last name wrong. Maurer.
Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, man. What? What'd I do?
I'm just trying to survive over here. Go ahead.
Oh, see? That's why I don't like y'all and shit. But anyway, he had this, I think that he was a senator. Republicans, yes, yeah, senator. His name was Ben. Okay, his last name is S-A-S-S-E. Is that Sassy? Sace? How would you pronounce that?
S-A-S-S-E. Sashi.
Sashi?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna roll with Sashi. Y'all wanna laugh at that too? I'm gonna fuck y'all twice. All right, we're gonna say Ben Sashi. Okay, like Sasha. All right, anyway, Bill, I'm just going to say Bill had him on his show. I think Bill a pretty funny dude, though, man. You know, that's just...
Bill who?
See, why you...
What?
Why don't you just... And his name...
Mar.
Yeah, that's what I said at first.
Okay.
Bill Maher. Okay, I fucked up. Okay. I ain't fucked up in a long time, though. Since the last show.
Okay. Right.
Right. I ain't fucked up since then. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Bill had him on the show, right? So Ben was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, sure, you know, you can come work with us in, you know, out, you know, in the field and everything. And Bill said, in the field? I don't work in the field. I'm a house nigga.
He did not.
Yes, he did. He said, I'm a house nigga. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think his girlfriend or wife is black. Right?
If not at the moment, he does date a lot of black women.
Okay. I could
if
be
If he's
wrong.
Not married. I don't know if he got married or not, but he does have a history of dating black women.
Right. Now, I could be wrong. But, yeah. He said, you know, I'm a house nigga. I don't go out in the field. And he was laughing, and he kind of apologized for the way he said it, because when he said it, it was just like, you know how some comedians are, they try to be quick with their wit before they think about what the fuck they said, like my girl with the head and shit. I don't know what
No, don't put her in that category. She knew what she was doing.
Anyway, he getting a lot of backlash about this
shit. I'm sure the hell he should
be. Okay, and you know, I was trying to figure out, because I like him so much. He's a funny dude, and he messed with black women. So, you know, you mix all that together.
See, there's always that line, man.
I know, right? I know, right? So I try to say, like, you know, if you see the interview, the way he said it, he didn't really come at us like that. It just rolled off his tongue. And then after he said it, he was like, you know, I apologize. You know, I was saying it jokingly.
Did he apologize in the moment, or did he, like, go to break and
come
back?
That's a good question.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us. Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's... Senator, I'm a house nigga. No, it's a joke. Thank you.
So, you know.
He should have just left it. Work in the fields. He left it at that, because you saw the laughter was like, ha, 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 was more.
Right.
But when he said that part, right, it was like.
A couple people in the audience were like,
you can tell, they were, you know how you have the audience, like a person.
Right, send applause. Know,
right,
and
have them clapping like.
And he probably was like this.
Yeah, he was like, ooh, no.
Let's go to a commercial.
Right. If he would have left it at field, work in the fields. Like, and just chopped it, that would have...
But how could you chop it and come back with something funny?
But even for his...
It still wouldn't have been funny.
Even for his humor, I would have walked it right to the line. And I've been like, I'm a house... Well, we'll let it go.
See, that's what... I mean, even that is too much, but... Without saying a word.
Exactly.
But he could have done that, or he could have left it work in the field and just gave that, you know, like, look, right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But putting that too much.
Yeah.
Not Michael Richards too much to me. Because Michael Richards was angry and he was pointing at somebody.
He deserved an ass whooping.
Right. He better be lucky he didn't get
one.
Yeah,
you're right. He never came back after that either.
I don't remember
anything. He was a funny dude, though. He was, you know what? He was more of like a slapstick dude, like running in the walls and.
Sure.
I mean, you know, like, what's my man name? When his show came on back in the day, and he used to almost trip over the little ottoman.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
Right. One of those type of comedians, as opposed to just saying funny stuff. You know, you got the different type of, you know. But y'all let us know what y'all think about the stuff we be just talking about. I think that was some good stuff y'all needed.
Yeah, let us know what you think about Bill Maher.
Yeah. You just had to put that last name in it, you know. Okay, here goes some flies. So that wraps up my diagnosis.
Yeah. That wraps up his diagnosis.
I need enough bad flies. I got two to throw. So what we doing next, y'all? What we doing next?
A lot more.
We got a lot more coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Y'all stay tuned.
Let's let him take a break.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I send greetings and kofefe, kofifi, if you're, you know, if you like. To everyone.
Tomato, tomato.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, as we always like to say, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. And if you want to find out when there are new shows, even if that's not the place you go listen to our show, go to indeepshow.com. That's, you know, where we post all the shows. They actually show up there versus Stitcher, which kind of shows we only have like one show going on. So, anyway, I'm going to continue to berate them until they get it right. Anywho, I'd like to send a welcome aboard to Carpe Diem. Welcome, Miss Lady. And welcome to Miss Huff. Thank you for liking our page. And I hope you stay around for a while. And don't forget to share the show.
Welcome, darlings.
Yes. Welcome. And thank you for to all of those who have shared the show, as you guys do. Gentlemen from Off That Drank, Rashani from Single Simulcast.
All right.
You know, thank you for sharing the show, and thank you for your comments. There were some really good comments. I don't know if you guys remember our question about the removal of statues. We talked about that last show. You know, I really appreciate everyone for, you know, putting your feedback. Some people were a little nervous. Well, everybody was a little nervous about knowing your drinking limit because nobody answered that question. So do y'all just not know what your drinking limit is, or you just like?
Yeah, it's that thing that I pass every night.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, do y'all not know what it is? Or anyway. But
some people don't have none.
Maybe that's it.
Did they wake up next morning? What the fuck was I at last night?
Right. And where am I?
Whose
bed is this?
No, whose dick is this in my mouth?
Oh. Okay.
No polls.
No.
Okay. Ass, you bitch.
All right. So anyway, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437. If you want to hit us up with the voicemail, we love hearing your voice.
Speaking of hearing voices, you know, we had to, you know, when you are out in the field and you beat rocks, you could tend to get things to run from underneath them.
Okay. Uh-oh.
With that being said.
Uh-oh.
All right.
That was a nice lineup.
Segway.
Right.
It was smooth.
What's going on in Deep Soul? This is your boy M, Ruboy M. Calling in for a little feedback. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. I don't know what y'all did, but I enjoyed the show. So, first off, do the brothers, I don't think they're really brothers, man. If they were close like that, I'm pretty sure one of them knows, like, you know, when they're going to be joking around, when they're serious, you know, what kind of girls they like and shit like that. Like, you can't just, I don't know how that topic came up, unless, you know, they're distant brothers or they don't stay in the same state or whatnot. Other than that, what else? Big B, you asked me if I'm still driving. Yeah, I drive, but I'm local now, so I'm mainly going to Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana, so that's about it. So I'm home every night, get down to play with the kid, you know, try to be a better dad. But yeah, other than that, what else? Yeah, y'all ready for the summer? I'm trying to remember what other questions y'all was asking. Other than that, man, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Appreciate everything y'all do. Man, y'all ready for these finals? Golden State just beat the shit out of the Cavaliers. Y'all know me, I don't fuck with the Cavs. Reason why, I don't like what the owner did to LeBron when he first left. And Cavs fans are just terrible. So yeah, man, I'm glad. Hopefully KD gets a ring. Sorry about y'all, Wizards. Ready for the NFL? Yeah, Redskins on what?
You're breaking up.
Right.
Hey.
You know what? That was rude.
Nah, you know, we get bad signals and shit.
Right. Is that what that was? Hey, rude boy.
What's up, Pepin?
Good to hear from you. You know, and part of that, I was like, man, he's like my mom. You know, it's like when you're talking to your parent and they're like, all right, well, I'm going to let you go. And then they just start talking about something else.
Right. They mess up the whole conversation.
Or it's like, okay, oh, he's about to cut this call. And he was like, what else? What else do I want to talk about?
Right. Since I got you on the line, baby.
I'm going to let you go. I got to put this trash out. You know, has the trash been in your area?
Right. Because they have not picked up my recycling yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just teasing. Because you know how we do.
On that damn subject.
What?
They changed our days from 2 days. Now they only come one day.
Oh, they've been doing that. Yeah, for us. So, yeah, they just got to y'all.
That's some
bullshit. I think it's been like a year.
It's been a year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, that's some bullshit, though.
I agree.
It works, though. We don't have that much trash. I'm just saying.
When they first did it, I was like, I don't care because I was only putting it out once a week anyway.
Okay.
But now that it's that way, now I'm like, shit.
And you got whole boxes and all kinds of shit in your house.
That's the whole thing is remembering putting that shit out.
Well, after a while, it'll come. You'll remember.
Plus, when you hear, like, 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, you hear some, you hear your neighbors and shit dragging their shit down the driveway, you be like, oh, okay, trash. Then when you go outside, you know, you see everybody else trash, you be like, oh, shit, you trash day. A lot of people do it, like, Thursday night and stuff like that. If I don't remember it, I try to remember to do it Thursday night.
Did we just rude boy this conversation?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Carry on. Rude boy, what's up, babe?
Hey.
Put your trash out. Oh, God.
My man.
That's my man, though. That's my man. What was that? That's the thing.
That sounded like a chicken. A rooster crowing at me.
Chicken ready to die.
Pretty much.
Don't kill me.
Oh, boy. There we go.
Yay. That's the real job.
Hey.
Who's on the Section 8 sound?
Good day. Oh, what?
Section 8 sound bite.
Okay.
I had to make up my own.
Right. You on it. What was the word you said earlier? Can you remember? I forgot it, but
Bullinguish?
Bullinguish. There you go.
Or
Bullanish.
No.
Bull Spanish.
Quist.
Bullinguish.
Quist.
Bullinguish.
Quist.
Quist.
Say it.
Quist.
Bullinguish.
No.
Yes.
Quist.
Bullinguished.
There you go.
I still ain't gonna remember that. Where I wrote the shit down then. I'd be like, oh.
Right. Where the
fucking Esau class is here.
Linguist.
Okay.
Rice, lice.
Oh, Lord.
Why are you trying to make me sound all retarded now?
I'm just saying.
Okay, all remedial and shit.
Better word. Okay, anyway, before...
It's funny to hear my coworker when we're in our meetings and he has to talk about, for some reason, he's always the one that has to talk about the Bud Light Lime Ritas. And, you know, we just call them Ritas. So, I think they do it on purpose. They were like, all right, so here's a display. Whose display is this? He's like, oh, yeah, that's 21st Street Market. I had a Bud Light Lita. God damn. I'm like, y'all some asses for that.
Can just
what,
teach him how to say Rita?
It's Korean. He can't say R's.
No.
Leaders.
That's like Mexicans can't say J's. Instead of saying jackets, they say yak.
Yak.
Did you know that?
Where's my yak?
I turned into two yakets. I only get one yak.
What's really? What the fuck?
Right. That's what I was thinking. What's going on? Horrible. Anywho, question? Are you gonna ask them, or you want me to ask the one I have?
You said you were gonna ask the one you have.
I thought you were gonna go on the back. Oh, okay. All right.
I knew.
What you know? Shut up. You don't know nothing.
Yeah, you ain't even no bilingualist.
All right.
And you made that up.
Here's the question. Do you have to have the last word in an argument? When is it time to just stop?
Well, for me, it's when the conversation gets too goddamn long and I got something else to do. To be honest with you, I'm not a person that's going to argue with you too long. Okay, I'm going to state my goddamn... You state your point, and I state my point. Let's find some kind of common ground in this shit. If I see what I'm saying is not getting through to you... Like I'm talking to that goddamn wall, that poster and shit right there. I'm not going to waste my time standing there talking to you because it's nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Ain't nothing going to be resolved here. I'm going to say, to be honest with you, I'm going to give you about 3-4 minutes worth of conversation. If I see it's not going anywhere, I'm going to be like, okay, you're right. Even though I say you're right, just for the sake of argument, you're right. I'm still not going to agree with what you're saying, but I don't have time to.
So you don't have to have the last word.
No, I don't. Because I mean, you even if you have the last word, don't mean nothing's gonna change. So someday, you know, if you have enough time to stand there, fucking for a half hour, 45 minutes, just arguing about some dumb shit, then that's what you.
I have a rule of thumb that if I'm not sure, I'm gonna shut up and research it. But. If I know what I'm talking about is 100% right, I'm gonna have the last word. I don't give a flying fuck how long this conversation goes on. Queen, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to do?
What?
You remember when I had that that Facebook war with that dude that went on for like a week and a half. That thread, we kept that shit going for a week and a half because... He made the mistake early on and said, you're not going to get the last word. Oh, nigga, really?
I would wait. The wrong one, huh?
Before I went to bed, I would just text and say hi just to make sure that was the last word. And he would come back and he would say something. Or I'll text and say bubblegum. I don't give a fuck.
I do remember that.
Yes. I'm going to get the last word. But no, I mean, I guess it's the Libra in me. That I want things to get to a sort of an equal playing field or get to a point of reason. I don't want to leave it, you know, like Doc said, even if he don't agree with you or whatever, or blah, 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 you know, he'll leave it. And there's been times where I've done that because I know it's going to come back later and I'm going to burn you with it. So, like, I'll debate something with you. I'll be like, all right, okay, cool. You know, we'll agree to disagree, and I'll leave it there. But trust me, 3 days later, oh, you don't remember that shit? And then that's when I usually get the response, you're an asshole. And I'm an asshole because now I'm right. Because I just proved your shit wrong. I'm an asshole.
Hey, you can be an asshole sometimes.
I'm a 50, if you're going to say right, 50 degree asshole.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I work hard at my shit.
No bullshit. You should have
don't take my credentials.
Okay.
I'm going to be teaching classes later this summer.
You should have
summer.
Like one of them motherfucking belts.
Yeah.
And certificates of shit.
No, I'm
but
told
you know what, though? In your old age, you calm down a little bit.
I've developed somewhat of a callus for some things.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But no, it's still...
It's still there.
It's still as sharp. And
you a bad motherfucking asshole, too. You like the heavyweight champion of assholes.
See, I like the terminology that Kyle Love gave it. Pointy. Can be pointy.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying asshole.
Yeah, asshole.
But, okay.
The champion. And he's fucking good, too. You know what I'm saying?
I've been on the other side. No, I know.
Hey, you are. I'm preaching to the choir. Right?
You are.
There you go. But he good at that shit, though. He's a bad motherfucker like Shaft. He's a bad motherfucker.
Shut your mouth.
All right. I'm just talking about Brian. Let me stop.
You're funny. So you said you do know when to stop. Okay. Let's see. Do I have to have the last word? I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Especially when it comes to texting.
What?
I'm like, God damn.
Texting?
Maybe it wasn't you. It was somebody that
used to be on the
show. Every time you they hitting you back. You tell them, it'd be, you're like, you know what? I ain't even going to text no more. Because, I mean, you know, God damn, it's sometimes, okay. You say something, you text somebody something, okay. They give you a response. Okay. You respond back. Okay. They respond back. It gets to a point where you're like, okay, look, the issue is not that important to be texting back and forth all goddamn night about this goddamn shit. And then what you started off texting about, not just saying you,
mm-hmm.
Queen,
you
but you know, some people, you know, what you started off texting about at the end of fucking 3 pages of text, you done got on to another goddamn issue. You're like, goddamn, how we get from there to there? God damn, it's too much. I ain't got time for all this, but you still responding though. You like, God, look, this motherfucker still texting. God damn it, you still texting back, and then you put the phone down, and then 15-20 minutes later, bing, this motherfucker done responded again. You like, it's 12:30 at night, motherfucker. This shit, it ain't that important.
Okay, why don't you pick up the phone then?
How about that?
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm just the dumbest motherfucker. But you ever found yourself doing that, though?
What? No. Texting or?
Just texting back and forth about some old random shit that could have been, you know, deaded after 2-3 texts.
Yeah.
You know, text. I said texters.
And I was like, the state? Anyway. Yes. I have a friend. Oh, put those down. I have a friend that will send multiple, and I'm like, oh my god! Like even before I can even answer, it's like zoo.
And another thing,
I'm like, how are you doing this?
And another
thing, are
they
like set up already? Like what the hell?
I don't mean to cut you off, but the long text. Come on, man, just call me. Don't send me a motherfucking text. I gotta keep on scrolling down and shit to read.
What?
Huh?
What you say?
Uh-oh.
But you know what I'm talking
about.
No,
but she knows better because she called me. I ain't gonna answer this goddamn phone. You better call me. You better call me from somebody else's phone.
I don't have time to talk about it. I can text a little bit.
Right, I'm not answering your... I could be doing nothing. I could be just sitting. I could be on the toilet. I don't care. I'm not answering your call.
Right.
I don't want to talk to you.
You know, I'm looking for a queen that I can't find.
What?
Your man.
Well. Mm. What? What you looking for?
On this very topic, do you remember one of our old...
Oh,
I can't even
remember. Because you said it. I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
I know. I can't. I can't even find the intro part.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
That was a yeah. great intro that yeah, never that, got
you
used.
Did a good job on that. That short-lived show.
Disagree to agree.
Right. It was one episode. I think one or two. One, two.
I don't. Did one we even two? Do one?
No, we did one. Yeah, no, we did one. I just can't remember if it was one or two. Yeah, that didn't go anywhere. That was a great thought, though. Okay. That was a back in the day when we were.
Mm-hmm. We were putting them out.
Yeah. But anyway, before I go back, because I never really fully got a chance to answer the question, but I will say I agree with you, Doc. Like, B has mellowed out.
Yeah, no shit. Know.
So I don't know. I'm gonna have to take one of your belts away and put you to a four.
No.
Or were you a six?
I haven't mellowed. Then you went to out.
Like or I maybe said, I understand I, you better. I don't know.
I've gained somewhat of a callus where a lot of things don't irritate me.
Okay.
I've learned to compartmentalize things a little bit
See,
more.
But that's not always that great either, because then it comes out in a different
It comes out later way. To other people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not always great either.
So, yeah, as soon as Mark leaves, it comes out to other people.
Oh, that's how it works.
What happened?
Okay, huh? Who shot what?
Right.
Or it comes out his ass and hits the wall and hits you.
Hmm.
You know, when he holds shit in, you know, it got to come out. There you go.
But... So y'all trying to say y'all think I have to have the last word? Was that what y'all? Because I said I don't think I have to have the last word, because when I don't know, sometimes
I think you have a slick way of getting the last word.
How so?
I think we'll go back and forth, and then you'll be like, you'll end the last word with a sound that I think is soothing and comforting to you. That okay?
Like what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, that's
this
that's
might
I
come
meant.
Back if you don't answer.
Hello. Are you,
well, like
hello?
The conversation.
Right. Hello. Question.
The conversation will get dead.
Question mark is him. That's not me.
Yeah. You're right.
We'll go back and forth, and then there'll be a pregnant pause, and then you'll hear. Mm.
Not the pregnant pause.
Nah, nigga. What the hell? What you mean? What's And then we start back up.
There you go.
Yeah. So again, don't have that last word because clearly.
Okay, there you go. And now you know.
I think you know. Like, and plus, you know when it's time to stop. One, you stop when you just don't give a shit anymore about the conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just look at the other person like.
How many times have you forgotten what you guys were originally arguing
about? Exactly. That's what I was saying. By the time, at the end of the text, you done went way off with the fuck you started talking about. You know, you talk about Susan at the office. And y'all started talking about something else.
See, the text argument gets fucked up when I'll say something. You'll respond. Then I'll start responding to what you said. Then you'll respond to something I said in that first jump. Mm-hmm. And now we start... What does that mean?
Right.
Because I don't know what you're responding to now.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
It spins also.
You said my mother did what? Her what?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Right.
That's time to pick up the phone.
Mm. How about that? Because people don't do that anymore.
No, they don't. I don't like to talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. I really don't. So, I will get in a text argument.
Yes, you will.
I won't start it. But motherfucker, I'm going to finish it. No, I'm just playing.
Well, all right. That's it and that's that.
All right. I'm going to give you an emoji.
But you know what, though? You can, like, sometimes you start texting somebody, okay, you haven't seen in a long time. All right. You give them your number, they get your number and everything, and then, you know, y'all start texting about something, you know. And then you realize that, okay, what we're texting about is really not that important. Every time I text you, you text me. I text you, you text me. Now, like, after the fourth or fifth text, and I see this shit is not really going to end, I just stop texting.
But maybe, you ever think, though, maybe the other person just doesn't want to be rude because they feel like, okay, we're having a conversation, and I feel obligated to text this person back a response.
Okay.
Because think about you being on the other end. You text me something, and I text you something. And you text, and then I don't answer you, and then it kind of like, well, God, you.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out though. Say if you end your text with, not, you know, I talk to you tomorrow, not nothing real frank like that, But you'd be like this. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll holler at you. That means that's it. No, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Some shit, like, you know, you don't try to say, like, all right, motherfucker, you know, that's enough texting for the night. You know, you're like, you right about that, Joe. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. And then they text back, you right. I'm getting ready to go to sleep, too. Come on, man. You know, like, damn, nigga, I just told you I'm getting ready to go to sleep. I don't. Then you stop texting. Then there's a problem. Motherfucker, I just told you I'm gonna go to sleep. That, you should pick up and know that I don't want to text no more. Kiss okay. my ass and have a good night.
So you know when to stop.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
In text land.
So, and Queen, if they want to hit us.
And when you keep Rube on texting, Wally. When you keep on texting like that, it's like, not good. I just fuck with you.
Before Rude Boy Wally gets going.
Oh, now Rude Boy Wally. I got so many names. Okay.
That nigga said,
I did not sound like that, Mama.
You did.
I did. Oh, fuck both of you. I ain't sound like no damn rooster.
You did.
You did.
Go back and listen.
Okay. And rewind then, the tape. Huh?
And then try to remember to report back, but you won't.
I sure won't.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're still listening.
Hey, right. We love you.
Thank you
for listening. For our old listeners, man, what's up, y'all? Man, hit us, man. We ain't heard from y'all in a minute.
Yeah, if you're still out there.
Yeah, for our new listeners, we love you. Keep on listening.
Mm-hmm. Hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
All right.
Or 202-750-1437.
I was just getting ready to say that, John.
I know. 202-7501.
That one, too.
ID.
S-S-S-S.
You got the part. You got it right.
Okay. Y'all hear the music. Doctor.
Two fingers to the motherfucking weather. Not the weather. The weather.
Weather.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we say it. We say the weather. No, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful, huh?
Who's we?
People that don't, you know, didn't read. Let me see. One finger to the Trumpster, still fucking up daily. God damn, boy. Yeah, man. Y'all think he going to last 4 years? Did
That's
I ask this question?
Yeah.
I did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. One finger to who? What? One finger. Do I have one?
You don't have to have one if you don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one. Oh, one finger to me running out of my biz, man. I ain't got no more biz.
Why we're ending the show?
Yeah, you damn right.
Okay.
There ain't no more biz. There ain't no use of me being here.
True that.
No biz, no hair.
Oh, Lord.
Moving on. Next. Lord.
Anyway, let's see. Two fingers. Two fingers to... not working out in a while, but still having the ability to play tennis for an hour and a half.
Oh, shit. You play tennis? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not that great, but
me?
I'm okay.
We need to get out there. Last week.
Yeah, we did. Yes.
But I'm saying, if we play tennis, you got to hit the ball to me. I'm not running.
See, that's why I said I can't promise you
I'm
going to
hit the ball to you, though.
I know, but I'm saying I'm not that great where I can
hit it straight to
all
me.
The time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm not going to just because I don't want to. And I'm going to make you run.
Oh, so if I hit the ball to you and you're just going to let it go by?
You're going to be like, what? No. I'm saying when I hit it back, you might be standing there. I'm going to hit the ball over there.
Oh, that's how you want to play? I can do that too.
Can you?
Now, if I get to that,
if you.
It depends on how far. Fuck
remember
you.
Remember I told you put the roller skate on that joint.
And if I talk, it's being Queen, man. Now, if you hit the ball like right here. Mm-hmm. I can get way over there, but it's you know, but that karma comes back to you now. I can do that too.
Okay.
You over there?
But remember, I can go for it though.
Okay.
Without the roller skate.
Didn't I tell you shut the fuck up?
We had a whole conversation. Somebody started talking about it on Facebook about the difference between, you know, saying tennis shoes and sneakers.
Oh, Lord. That's a good
Which one.
Which
one do y'all say?
That's a good one.
Which one do y'all say?
I don't even say either one.
Whichever one comes out.
Yeah.
Sneakers was when I was little.
I used to say sneakers.
I very rarely say sneakers.
I don't say it at all.
You don't say, what do you do? Just point at them? I mean, what do you?
What, when I go buy them or whatever?
Yeah, you just walk in the store?
I would say tennis shoes.
Okay.
I would say that.
Yeah, that's what I say. But yeah. I think that's, you know, like an area thing.
Universal.
No, because I mean,
yeah,
New York
on the
people,
West Coast, they might say sneakers.
Yeah, New York, I think people say sneakers. Because they're, I think that's what they were
getting. Yeah, when I was in Europe, they were saying sneakers.
New York?
Europe.
Okay. I don't even know what. Okay.
Hey, fuck with y'all, man.
Yeah. I forgot. You're out. So let me wrap this up. So, yeah. So, and then, I feel like, let's see. One finger goes to, I know they got to fix the roads in D.C. I get it. I understand.
They always got to fix roads.
Right. And I understand. But can you not do it at the height of rush hour where it takes me an hour and a half to get home?
How about doing that shit at night when ain't nobody on the goddamn road and
shit? There's always people on 295, though. Always.
Yeah, but not at night.
Mm-hmm.
Less people are on the road at night as opposed to rush hour and shit like that, though.
Yeah, it would be nice. It took me an hour and a half to get home yesterday.
But that means now you have to pay nighttime differential. They have to pay nighttime differential.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't care.
And then when they fix shit, they just patch the shit. The shit is gonna be fucked up again next time.
Well, I will say, no, 295, they actually like paved.
Oh, paved the whole thing. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, you know, they only do it to a point. They're like, right after this, we're gonna go back to rough road.
Right. Did you go over the? Right. But you know, it's like the tractor trailers and shit to be tamed. They can fix it. That shit gonna be fucked up 3-4 years again.
True. And stop patching the road. When you know it's like a big ass hole underneath it, and then somebody's car is gonna hit it and be jacked up, or as soon as it starts snowing, you know those holes are gonna appear again.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
You know. But anyway, so yeah, that's my one finger.
Yeah, that's my one finger to everybody.
Can you go so we can end this show?
Yeah, no shit.
Thank you.
It's funny because my one finger is very similar.
Okay.
One finger to. And Doc might be able to attest to this.
What you got?
One finger to the jackass that thought it would be a great idea that on, what was that, Columbia Road over there? Columbia Park?
Mm-hmm.
Columbia Road? Right there in front of Chevrolet Station, how they changed the traffic pattern right there.
Oh, right.
Where now both lanes can go straight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With, I don't even want to explain it. It's a nightmare over there right now.
It was a nightmare before.
But see, it was a nightmare before because people
were nightmare.
It was a nightmare before because people were being assholes and trying to jump the lane.
Right.
But now everybody can go, and so the people that have been obeying the law for all these years now get stuck in a lane that you have to turn right on 50.
Okay.
So now we're accustomed to going straight,
right,
and being in the proper lane.
Gotcha.
So now I'm telling you something bad's gonna happen here because every morning I see at least two or three people get into it.
Mm.
You got people that have been traveling that thing forever that don't realize the street signs change.
Right.
So they fight with the people, and you know it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be really really bad. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Two fingers to fucking finally getting some sleep. I slept last night.
That's what's up.
Congratulations.
Sleep is
feel good.
Important.
Feel good, huh, man?
It felt real good, man.
Damn.
It's important.
That sleep, you need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking around, start hallucinating and shit.
How about that? Have you done that before?
When I was on drugs. Yeah.
I mean, without the drugs.
No.
Okay.
Without drugs.
We're talking about sleep.
With my 24.
Sleep deprivation.
My bulls.
They keep you going.
No, they keep me asleep. After about 3 or 4, nigga, I'm like, I'm in a coma. And you know what, though? I never really had a problem with sleep.
Okay.
Sleeping and headaches. People be talking about, I had a headache.
You don't even know about that.
I don't know. If it was, I don't think it had nothing.
You do know there's a difference between actually sleeping and passing out.
What's the difference?
One happens naturally, one happens after blue bulls.
Induced. Induced shit.
Okay, well, hey, what's it? I'm asleep.
Okay. Well.
Well, there you go.
And there you are.
Well, I'd rather it be by the bull or being up all night. Shit.
Okay.
Because I definitely need my sleep. Mm-hmm. See, that's the whole thing. Being a driver, you need your sleep.
We appreciate y'all for listening to the show.
We don't need you cutting in on and what I'm saying, because what like I'm we saying always is like
to say at the end of our shows.
Thing, you know, if God woke you up this morning, drink some Blue Bull, and you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
And for the listener that requested it weeks ago, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Ha 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 ha!